want to thank the choir. I never lost hope. I never lost my faith. But I've been through some rough times. But I never lost my praise. I want to give thanks first to the Lord for allowing me to speak this morning. I want to thank Reverend Bingham, a man who I've grown to love and a man who I want to learn after as a pastor. A man who not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. And I want to thank the choir and Brother Bill Lawrence for singing such wonderful praise songs. I love. I never lost my praise. My church family, thank you for your support. Sometimes it's said when you find a pastor is out, so I will be out. But you have chosen to be here. I want to thank you. For scripture this morning, I want to Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. And I would like to focus on the sixth verse. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmaments of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals." But verse 6 is what I want to focus on. "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Father God, I do praise you, Father. I thank you for this opportunity. And Father, I pray that what has been given to me by you, that I will declare it with clarity. That it's understood that we have to give you praise. So be with me during this time. For it's in the name of Jesus I do pray. Amen. Generally speaking, praise is the outward expression of warm approval, profound respect, commendations or admirations. Praise is also closely connected to feeling of reverence. And on Sunday morning, praise serves as the outward manifestation of worship. A few years ago, a popular song within the church was, "Praise is what I do." But make no mistake about it, much of the praise that goes on in the world today is not connected to the Lord in any way. For a few days ago, we finished something called March Madness. And every time a cheerleader ran around the court waving with an L or a cardinal or a wildcat or a big U of K, on its own, the crowd didn't need a worship leader, because without anybody asking, they automatically stood up and gave their praise to U of K or U of L. And a whole lot of praise today is directed towards anything that reinforces the opinion that there is no right, there is no wrong, and everybody should be allowed to just live and let live, without anybody questioning whether any particular lifestyle up with what lines up with what thus says the Lord. Again, I'm talking about, I think I'll just praise the Lord. As much of the praise that goes on in the homes is directed towards our husbands, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, rather towards the one who gave us a husband or gave us a wife and gave us some children and some grandchildren. And even the praise that goes on in the Lord's house, oftentimes that praise is not really going to the Lord, but rather it gets directed to the one who can sing us silly, one who can preach us happy, or the one who prayed the right prayer, rather than to the only one who can keep us from falling. I remember that in the spring of 1963, I got caught up in praising the wrong thing. You see, I was at Tennessee State University, and some of you know that when I talk about the Omega Psi Phi or the Q's, the Mighty Rho Psi chapter, I started praising my fraternity. Every place that I would go, I could hear him saying, "There goes a Q. There goes an Omega man." Girls around campus started competing for me. Well, now, we know that on campus, it was known on campus as you were somebody. Mr. Big Stuff. In different circles, you were looked up to. But what I didn't see that made it, I didn't make it on my own. You see, I stayed in the infirmary While I was pledging on land for a week, they didn't know what was wrong. But what I found out that all the praising should have gone to God, because it was He that helped me during that period of time. But my brothers and sisters, thanks be to God that I have come to the point in my life where I'll think, I'll just praise the Lord for a few moments. There are three things I want to talk about. Why the praising the Lord is good. The first thing is that it is plain that God's word teaches praise. In Luke 19, verses 29 through 40, you know the story about Jesus. As he was coming into the city of Jerusalem, he told his disciples, he said, now go on into the city. And when you get in the city, you see a colt, you see a donkey. But this was a miracle in itself, because this donkey had never been ridden by man. And he told him and said, now if anybody asks you, what are you going to do? But just said, the Lord has need of. And so they went on in and they started back with the donkey. And when they got there, they put garments on his back. And they put like a saddle on him. And Jesus got up on the donkey and rode into Jerusalem. And as he was getting into Jerusalem, people started shouting. They started waving. They started throwing palm leaves. Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed be the name of the Lord that cometh. I want you to understand, or did you notice the word began to praise him with a loud voice? They were praising God, saying, blessed be the King that cometh. And some of the Pharisees told Jesus, he said, Master, rebuke your disciples. And Jesus said in verse 40, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, these stones are going to cry out. I just want to ask a question this morning. What if this pew, what if the organ, what if the windows in this church had to cry out for us and start praising God? I just want to tell you, that's why I think I'll just praise the Lord. In Acts 16, verses 25 through 31, and you know the story again about Paul and Silas. Yeah. They ran into a young lady, they said a certain damsel that was full of demons. She was a sorceress, I think, sorceress. In other words, a fortune teller, what she was. She was making money for her masters. And she kept tagging along behind Paul and Silas, saying, these men are servants of the high most God. She went on two or three days, and finally Paul got tired and he said, demon, come out of her. And the demon came out. And the masters started losing money They said, what are we going to do with them? We're going to put them in prison. So Paul and Silas went to jail, and it says, but at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. I don't know what they were singing, but I know I was saying, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. And it says that the jail began to rock. The stocks came loose. And the jailer became afraid. He told him, don't be afraid, he was saved. I'm talking about in the midst of our circumstances, Rose. We can maintain our hope and our joy. We'll never lose faith. He went on. That's not enough. I want to talk about in Acts 3:1-9, it's about the lame man. You know about the lame man at the gate called Beautiful? It says, as he started leaping up, stood up, he was lame, begging for alms, and he jumped up and started leaping. And he said, and walked into the temple. And all the people was wondering, what in the world is going on? He was praising God. And they saw him walking and praising. And they wondered, with amazement, what happened to the lame man? Praise will help others to see realness of what Jesus has done for us. I'm talking about real praise, not a made-up praise. We can praise just about anything. We can praise a cause. Look at my car. Don't it look good? But I want to tell you, I think I'm going to praise the Lord. One more thing. Praise shows that you are not ashamed of the gospel, or you're not ashamed of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. Do you think Paul and Silas was ashamed at the jail in Philippi? Do you think the lame man at the gate of Beautiful was ashamed of Jesus and his work? Do you think that the young people that were killed in Africa, 147, because they believed in Jesus Christ? The question is, what do you believe? Are you ashamed of Christ? Praise shows that you are not ashamed of Jesus Christ or his word. Third point. Praising God brings joy to the Christian. I like to feel like I've been to church when I come. If we go to church praising God and seeking a blessing, then we will leave rejoicing. Notice I said, if we come blessing the Lord and seeking the Lord and believing in blessings, we'll leave rejoicing. But if we come praising man, praising how much, I can sing somebody silly or play them silly, then we're not praising the Lord. And it goes on and says, if we go to church praising God and seeking a blessing, then we will leave rejoicing. Psalm 122:1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our trials and problems will take away our praise if we allow. The reason why is we don't praise God in times of trials or when we have troubles. I don't know if we think he's not big enough to solve them, but we just won't give him the praise. But I want you to know, is your trials and problems bigger than God? Then let God know that you know that he can take care of all your problems. If we get into the habit of praising God, we'll forget about our problems and trials. That is why I like the song, I never lost my praise. That's why it says that I've lost some battles, but my walking in fear, but in the midst of my struggles, in my season of pain, my mind never wavered. One thing never changed, I never lost my praise. I have given you the reason why Scripture says about praising the Lord. It's number one, it's plain that God's word teaches praise. Praise shows that you are not ashamed of Jesus or his word. Praise brings joy to the Christian or believer. But can I, just for a moment, get personal with you and let you know why I think I'll praise the Lord. You see, the Lord has been too good to me for me not to praise him. When I was sinking deep in sin, he picked me up and placed me on solid ground. I'll praise the Lord because he is my provider. I'll praise the Lord because he put breath in my lungs. I'll praise the Lord because he is my strength. I'll praise the Lord because he is my way maker. I praise the Lord because he is my deliverer. I praise the Lord because he allowed the blood to run warm in my veins this morning. Thank you, Lord, for making me a new man. Old is gone, and a new is come. Thank you, Jesus, for you have given me a heart transplant. Thank you, Jesus, for my eyes so I can see your beautiful creation. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on that old rugged cross for my sins. And your blood washed away my sin. But you didn't stay there. It says on the third appointed day, it says you got up and declared all power given to me. And because of that, I can face my tomorrow. Because of that, because you live, I'll never lose my praise. You've been too good to me. You've brought me a mighty long way. Sometimes I get down, but I have to remember your praise is still there. So I want you to know this morning, it's plain that God's word teaches praise. Praise shows that you are not ashamed of Christ. Praising God brings joy to the Christian. Think about it. Who are you praising? But I know one thing. I thank all. Just praise the Lord. At this time, church is open.
I think you would agree with me that was a very passionate, personal, and profound message, amen. We thank Reverend Mucker for such a wonderful, wonderful message. All of us, I'm sure, have been moved by that message. I was sitting there thinking that as he was preaching that message, don't get it twisted. We ought to know who we are praising. Keep the right perspective in mind. And then I thought there should be no shame in the game. What a wonderful word. This time, truly, not only should we praise God, but we ought to trust him and obey him. Someone needs to make a decision today. I don't know who you are, but you know who you are. Our counselors are standing here waiting for you as you come. This time, Bill Lawrence will lead us in "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus."
Let's all stand. This song has two meanings to it. One is there are some of you out there who have not accepted Christ. You've not decided to follow Jesus. And there are some Christians out there that maybe you've rededicated your life over and over again, but you're still not following Jesus. The counselors are down here. It's not any big thing you have to do. Just come down and say, "Pray for me. Just help me." That's all you need to say. You can tell them the things that you want to. But the thing is that if we're not following Jesus, we can't possibly be praising him. So let's sing this. It's our invitation hymn. And those that need to make a decision, just have the courage to do it.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
you decided to follow Jesus? Some out here that just are right on the verge of making decisions. Our Father, we've heard a powerful message. Sing the praises of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And our Father, we pray now that if there's any that's right on that verge of making a decision, that you will give them that courage to step out and to make this decision to follow you. Give them that strength and that comfort and that understanding, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. First stanza. Thank you for being here this morning. We pray that God has blessed you in the message. And I ask Brother Larry, if he will, come back and have a parting word and prayer and dismiss us. Thank you,
Brother. Certainly wanna thank you for your support. And we pray that the message will help someone during the week. Never, never lose your praise, because the Lord is there with you. Are there any remarks or any things that need to come to our attention, Brother Al? Before we, I'm sorry.
One more thing. People, a lot of people don't care about our church, and somebody ran into the transformers in the back, knocked it off the pillar back there. So, and we're going to put some, they're going to put some poles around it and so forth and so on. Which is, I don't know who did it, why they did it. I just know we just need to be more vigilant about people coming around our building and make sure things are not being torn up. And then secondly, we're going to start a little project around here. We're going to restripe our parking lot, but we're not going to do it till after school is out. And I think, as we talked about it, that we'd like to have everybody to help foot some of that cost every week starting in May. Just so anything extra you may have, I don't think it'll cost a lot to do it, but we just kind of want to make sure that we're not going to our real, real good funds to take care of this matter. But I think we need to get it striped. I'm getting old, I can't see the stripes. Other folk are older than me, they can't see them. So we need to get that taken care of. So hopefully we'll get that done around June and so forth. So.
Amen. Just wanted Brother Tom Tucker lost his brother, and they're making arrangements for him to be buried, and we need to keep Tom. He's here today in our prayer. And also, if I'm not mistaken, Tom, you lost your sister a couple weeks ago? Okay, he lost his sister a couple weeks ago, now his brother. So let's really keep Tom and the Tucker family in our prayer. Jackie? Okay, Jackie? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Jackie lost her aunt, so we want to be praying for her likewise. Okay, is that all? Okay. Brother Estridge, would you come and just give us our benediction? Oh, one more thing. I'm sorry. I'm one of them old ones. Are they going to have rehearsal? Children rehearsal, right? No. Okay, no children rehearsal. Okay.
Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, let the church say, amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with the love of God, in communion with the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us henceforth and forevermore. Let us all sing, Amen.